How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to CubeBoltCast. In this episode, we will be going over the newly released Helldivers 2.
Yes. Who's that in the chat? Jupiter? I can't read it.
Rasper?
How are you doing, Reaper?
We're down. The screen's kind of small, so it's kind of hard to see your name, but...
Yeah. So today we're actually... Jay wasn't able to make it today, but Ricky's going to fill in.
He's going to sit in his spot.
Yeah. What is...
You're doing good? You're doing good, Reaper?
Why can I not read that?
I can't barely read his name, but I can see what he's typing.
Anyway.
There's not a lot of intro talk for this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is that there's Ghost of Tsushima is coming out on PC in May.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know it was so soon.
Yeah, the Horizon Forbidden West, which I don't know.
Horizon?
Yeah, the Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to Dawn or whatever. That's coming out on PC in either this month or next month.
And that's been out on PlayStation for like a year, right?
That was one of the launch games for the PS5.
I mean, like
4 years ago.
Wow.
Some people think that the next game that's probably coming out on PlayStation is probably going to be Ragnarok.
God of War?
Yeah.
Did they just come out with a God of War?
God of War came out 2 years ago? 2020.
Oh,
end
you mean
of 2021.
On PC.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about on PC.
Okay. I thought you meant on
PlayStation. This isn't for PlayStation.
Yeah.
But they're doing a lot of PlayStation PC ports.
Yeah.
And Nixus is the one that's doing the Ghost of Tsushima one. They did the Spider-Man port. They did the Miles Morales port.
Mm.
They also did a couple other really good ones. But these people are the good ones. So the Ghost of Tsushima port is probably going to be extremely optimized.
And you said there's like there's talk of maybe them this being a teaser for like another game or something.
Yeah, some people think that since they're going to put Ghost of Tsushima on PC, they want to see how big it gets, and then potentially maybe in June, like release a trailer for Ghost of Tsushima 2.
Yeah.
Because I was mentioning it to you the other day about potential of Ghost of Tsushima 2. So basically, there was a bigger Mongol invasion after that time period on the mainland of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the next game could potentially be about.
Mm.
So a lot of people don't think it's going to be called Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
It's going to be called something separate, like Ghost of something.
Huh. Mm. Yeah, that's that game was amazing when I played it, but I played it years ago on the PlayStation 4,
mm-hmm.
so I can't imagine it. I mean, it's going to look amazing on PlayStation.
I'm trying to platinum it right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
There was DLC, wasn't there?
Yeah, you don't need to play the DLC to platinum it. So I'm going to platinum the base game and then play the DLC.
Mm.
So
next week we're going to talk about Outlast Trials, because that fully came out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys play that the other night?
We didn't, no.
I hopped on just to see what like anything new they added, which our stuff didn't get wiped, which you don't have the game.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to start fresh. But all our stuff, we basically have all the stuff that we had.
That's cool.
And they redid the progression system. So we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I don't even know what the game's even about.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not like LS 1 or 2.
What is this for?
I don't know.
It's just a random
cord. A wire?
Yeah.
It's not like the first or second game. It's different.
Very multiplayer focused.
Yeah.
So we got to help each other.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess you could call it an extraction.
Yeah. It's like a Outlast Phasmophobia or like that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go in, complete objectives, get out.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first game, Caleb?
What?
There was that, I think it was, we're playing me, you, and Jay. Like, we did an all-nighter. We beat the game in 8 hours.
Oh.
That was two. And I wasn't there for that.
It was two.
It was two? Oh, we beat the game. I didn't even play one. We beat the game. And it was like, we started at like 11 at night. It was like 7 in the morning. 2 hours later, you woke up and went biking for 2 hours.
Yeah, that was nice. I think it was like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, because Mr. Simmons woke up just as we were going to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, and then I went biking and it was actually really nice.
In the morning?
Yeah.
After getting 2 hours of sleep, we went biking. But that game was really fun. The only thing I remember of it was that like big witch lady that kept chasing me. What? Because we'd switch off.
Oh, playing, yeah.
And I kept jumping in a barrel, and then she would get me, and then I'd run and jump in another barrel.
You went in the same. No, you went in the same barrel.
Was it
over
barrel?
And over and over and over? And we kept telling you to go to another barrel.
So mad.
I don't know. LS2 was.
It's interesting.
It got a little tedious with the amount of chase scenes they added to the game.
Oh, I did play LS1.
Yeah, you did.
LS1 is horrifying.
Yeah. By yourself, it's so scary.
Probably the scariest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone that's scarier than that.
But the ending was very interesting. I would never have guessed it.
Yeah, it switches it up so much.
It's kind of like The Forest, where like you think it's all like nature-y or like, you know.
Well, don't spoil it for people who haven't played it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It gets weird.
It does get really weird.
Plus the DLC is really good too.
I was going to say, I remember that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Weird
but.
DLC. But I was going to say, I'd say Outlast is the scariest game, but Soma might be scarier in terms of like psychological horror.
Yeah. There's different types of horror.
Yeah. Anyway. So I guess we can get into the game because
there's a lot to talk about with the game.
Oh my goodness. I'm seeing our notes now. We have so much here.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Helldivers 2.
You want to quickly share that with me? I didn't see it on Monday.
Yeah, it's under the Cubold board.
But basically with Helldivers, the first one released back in 2015. And don't spoil it, you want to play it? Yeah, we won't spoil it, Reaper. We won't spoil Outlast for you.
Oh, sorry if we went. I don't think we did we?
No. But basically, Helldivers 1 came out back in 2015, and it was kind of like a niche game.
Yeah.
It was very, very niche. It was an above view. So if you go, like, look up, if you're curious, go look up gameplay of Helldivers 1 versus Helldivers 2. It does not even look like the same game. The same series. It looks like it's a separate thing. It's an above view, more cartoony. It had the same, like, what do they call it? DDO?
What?
The up, down, left, right.
Oh.
Dance Dance, DDR, Dance Dance Revolution. That's like what they all refer it to.
Why?
Yeah.
You know what DDR is?
Oh, is that the game where you dance?
And you tap the arrows in the different directions.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Like that, it was linear like that? Or?
No, it wasn't linear. It was an above view, and you run around with your character, and you put the same inputs in.
Yeah.
So the same inputs in 2 were from the first one.
Mm.
So it was the same like gameplay mechanics, but they basically took those mechanics and made it into a third person behind the back shoulder game, which is really cool.
Which I think is why, I think it's a part of why the game is so popular. Something else that's funny about the game, the main premise is that you're a Helldiver and you're fighting for democracy.
You're fighting for Super Earth.
You're fighting for Super Earth and you're deploying on these planets that either have bugs and you kill them or whatever, or the other faction right now is automatons.
Yeah.
Which are robots. And it's funny.
Terminators.
Because, it's funny because everyone is just hyped up on democracy, like
still too, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the game's been out for what is it, a month now?
Well, I meant like the characters in the game.
It's like satire.
Yeah, it's satire. It's hyper dramatic. I don't even know what you call it.
It's been compared to Starship Troopers.
Oh,
which I've never seen it, but I know it's like very similar.
Yeah, like when you're fighting, your character will just scream out like for democracy or
for freedom.
Yeah, for freedom. Like they're just like hyped up. Like it's obviously satire, like as a joke for, you know, I don't know. I guess America, I don't really know.
Yeah, but when you're collecting samples, I keep hearing the guy go like, freedom fills my sample container.
Yeah.
Like it's just random stuff like that. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was looking at, I saw a YouTube short the other day and it was like, they found that one of the moons on Saturn or something like that had more oil than Earth. And then everyone in the comic was like, we got to go there for democracy.
there was another thing I saw. It was like a NASA post or something. And then they're like, it had nothing to do with Helldivers. And in any way. But basically, the post said the people for NASA found a new super Earth where it's like 50 to 70% bigger than normal Earth and it's livable or something. And I go into the comments and everyone's like, for democracy, for super Earth. Yeah. It's, I love the community.
Yeah. It's great.
So actually, I'm on the YouTube chat right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reaper before he said, I missed the Astroneer videos because it helped me find Astronium. Astronium?
Yeah.
And helped me beat the game because of y'all's tutorials.
Yeah.
I miss doing the tutorials.
Yeah. Those were, we did that when we first started Reaper back in 2020. But I think the reason why we don't do as many tutorials is because it wasn't, I don't know, it's hard to build a community over tutorials because people find their answer, then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad they helped.
I mean, you could potentially do those on the side too.
Yeah.
Like some small tutorial stuff that people are interested, but.
Yeah, I did enjoy making those a lot. What was I going to say?
What is it? What are you going
to say? I was going to say, I've seen people post on like social media. They'll like post on their story and be like, is anyone else fighting for democracy?
Oh.
It's just funny because everyone's like, they get into character.
It's not cringe either.
No, it's not.
Like, When I first saw the game, I think we saw it during like a year or two ago. I think it was the Game Fest, Summer Game Fest.
I don't remember it.
Remember when you boot the game up? There's that intro scene, cutscene, cinematic thing where the guy's like, his family gets killed by the bugs, and then he's like, "Be free," and then he goes, and then he's like, "Join the Helldivers." And then it's like just goes through them like killing the bugs. That was a trailer.
Oh,
that was an actual trailer they showed off during like Summer Game Fest or.
I'm not sure I remember that.
Maybe the Game Awards or something. I forgot where it was, but they showed off that trailer and I'm like, okay, that looks kind of interesting, but it was just a cinematic trailer.
I just remember the game kept coming out. I think it came out like last month, maybe a month before that.
February 8th, I'm pretty sure it came out.
I just remember it blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was playing it. And
it's breaking records too.
I think, what was it at? 800,000 concurrent players?
It wasn't 800. It was about 458, I think it was. But they had to so when the game first released, there were server issues because the people didn't realize that there were going to be so many people playing the game.
Yeah.
That they actually had to cap the server count to 400K because any higher, it would start like making the code glitch out.
Yeah, everyone was being put in queues.
Yeah.
And people were actually
server capacity issues. Yeah.
Wasn't there a way to get around that?
On PlayStation only.
Oh, I thought you could like invite your friend and then they wouldn't have to wait for the queue.
Well, the PlayStation people, you can click quick play on the menu and it takes you directly in. You didn't have to follow the server issues. Mm-hmm. And if someone on PlayStation was in, they can invite somebody even if they're on PC and they can get into.
Mm.
But I don't know. It was just crazy.
Yeah. I remember that when people were waiting in the chat waiting for their queue to.
Which is weird because for a game like that, to have so many people waiting in a queue to play it, like a live service title, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, they definitely were super happy about that.
Oh,
like we need to fix this real quick.
Oh, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just another, I don't know, it's weird. This year, like, we've seen such a shift with gaming. Like, all these AA titles are just blowing up. Helldivers.
Them quadruple A titles.
POW World, Helldivers, Enshrouded.
Mm-hmm. Although Enshrouded wasn't as big as the other ones, but it was still like 50K.
Yeah.
Which is still a good amount.
But it just shows you that if you make a good game, it doesn't have to be this massive AAA title.
If the developers put it out so the people actually have fun with it, then yeah.
I like how they've been doing early access. Like they probably never used to do early access that much.
Well, Helldivers isn't early access.
No, I'm saying like for other games that like came out
Forest?
This year. Like The Forest.
Well, that was last year.
Oh,
well,
of the Forest.
Yeah. Which 1 year from release to 1.0, mm-hmm. like early access release to 1.0 is kind of ridiculous if you think about it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It was only a year.
I feel like that should be the standard, to be honest.
You think it should be longer?
The Forest 1 took like 6 years to fully come out of early access. Yeah,
right. I think games should have a 1 year. The standard should be, if it comes out on February 1st, 2024, it should come out 1.0 February 1st,
2025. So like a one year,
because we've seen so many games that are forever in early access.
Star Citizen.
Yeah. Or I was going to say Ark, but Ark isn't early access, is it?
It was for a long time.
PUBG was in early access for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So I think the standard should be 1 year. That way, I don't know.
So you think like Enshrouded and Pal World should come out?
Well,
like
those games aren't coming out in a year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it should be the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years just seems like so long to be in like early access.
I don't know. It's just having a game come out in early access and then released fully with like it feels like a totally different game is an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's rare.
That was pretty crazy. But I mean, it's the Forest devs. Those guys are insane.
But imagine if they only released the 1.0 and never released the early access. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when they released,
I would have been fine with that either.
That was the most played day was when early access.
Released. Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like the most day, or what was it? 500,000 people in one day or something like that. You were saying?
I don't know. It might have been, but
it was more than 1.0. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, people
are already tired of the game because it's already been out for a year. Yeah.
I guarantee people have been playing it.
Yeah.
Throughout. So. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, back to Helldivers. So the gameplay itself, I know it's weird. It's like it's one of those games where you don't need to consistently play it, which I actually really like. You kind of drop into. And Chuck, you understand the system better, but you drop into like a planet or whatever, and there are so many planets, and you.
There's only about like 5 to 6 planets active at one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not like there's 50 planets and you can choose any of them.
I thought that's what it was.
No. Basically, they choose a sector.
They being the dev.
Joel, which
is that his name?
He's the game master.
There's a dev, and he's the game master, which I find so cool.
If you ever see a Helldiver post and people are like, "Please, Joel, have mercy on us," that's what you'll understand who you're talking about.
It's like live. This guy is live. Basically, I guess selecting the planets and what the scenarios or something like.
Yeah, he basically plans out the story of the game. Yeah. So basically, you guys just recently got into Helldivers, but I've been playing almost since day one, and everything's like changed. So basically, it came out on the February 8th, and I got the game on February 10th. So I got it like 2 days after launch. But basically, this person looks at the game map and it says, "Oh, the automatons are pushing this sector. And they want to take these planets. So Helldivers, get out there and defend these planets and help take them back."
And as a community, you all try to liberate planets.
If you don't, they'll push farther towards Super Earth.
Isn't that cool?
If
everyone didn't liberate or like work towards it, then they would get closer and closer and closer to Super Earth.
Mm-hmm. And then what would happen? Like once they get the Super
Earth? The planet gets liberated and then they push and then you have to defend another section.
Eventually there will. I've heard there will be a battle on Super Earth.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That's what is it? You've heard the malevolent
launches.
What is it?
It's a year after it launches.
Oh, maybe.
They're like, "Everyone get on. We need you."
Yeah. But the malevolent creek memes, you've probably seen those before.
I don't know. Maybe.
Basically, it's like people consider it a space Vietnam. Basically, on Malevolent Creek, the stratagem call-down times are doubled.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, your exfil is 4 minutes instead of 2.
Oh.
It takes like 20 seconds for your eagles to come down. Mm-hmm. And there's complex stratagem. Basically, they scramble your stratagems. Mm. So if you throw down your support weapon, you might throw down an eagle. and blow your whole team up.
I remember those. Yeah. Those are actually really hard to deal with.
It's so annoying.
They're also, so the main, for those who haven't played it, the main like idea is that you drop into a planet to liberate a section of it or whatever, or help towards liberating it. And there are various types of missions, which we can get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you drop in, you get to choose where you drop in. And as a team, you do optional missions like blowing up factories or whatever, or bug holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the main mission, which one of them that's really cool is you literally set off a nuke.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it in the distance just blow up, and then you get the shockwave.
Feel the shockwave.
You haven't done that one?
I've never played that one.
Oh, it's insane.
It's called the ICBMs, yeah. ICBM missions.
Yeah. Play tonight.
Yeah.
There are some annoying ones, like you have to protect
The scientists.
Or scientists.
Oh. Yeah, that's.
I don't even understand.
I just let them die.
Yeah, but then you can't complete the operation.
It's so difficult. Like,
so basically, each planet has three different operations you could choose from, and they're all like randomly generated, and it's like you have to defeat the complete 2 to 3 missions in these operations to fully complete it.
Yeah,
so basically you get more of like the war bond medals, mm-hmm, if you complete the operation fully and you help liberate it better.
My neighbor was saying that as of last night, he was like, oh, there's an event that's going on where you could get like 50 medals on the planet, or
that's the major orders,
a series of planets. Like, how do you find that out? I've never seen it.
It's the major orders. It's like what the community gets. Okay. So basically, if you help with one mission on whatever the major order is, if the community finishes that major order, you get that reward.
Wow.
So basically, just if you see a major order, go and at least do one mission for that major order, and then you'll get that when the community finishes it.
Yeah, because medals is what you use to like upgrade your get new weapons, upgrade your armor, and you could just get like cool stuff like helmets, which don't do anything, capes, which don't do anything.
Which is, it's like a battle pass system.
Yeah.
Basically, but you can't. Can you pay for medals?
Not for the
medals.
You have to, if you don't buy the citizenship edition, you need to save up 1,000 of the premium currency, mm-hmm, which you can earn. But you can earn from the free war bond, or you can find it in the game world.
You know,
pay like $20 for it though, or something like that?
$10. You can pay $10 for it.
The premium currency actually isn't that difficult to get,
mm-mm,
to accumulate, because I already have like, I think like 300 or 400, I can't remember.
Yeah,
and that's just from like unlocking it with that the progression system.
Yeah,
that they have.
But I'm pretty sure, like they said, per hour, depending on if you're doing it correctly, you can farm up to like 700 to 800 per hour.
Premium?
Premium currency, yeah. Wow. If you're like going for,
that's actually really cool,
samples and all that type of stuff, you can get
what we're gonna say?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, like Jay was telling me that the there's like, is it rare samples or what's the highest?
Super samples.
He said those were really rare to find, and I was like watching a YouTube short the other day, and this guy was on a planet.
No, they're on any mission that's 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah, and like we always play 9, but I've never seen them. And then
defend missions, they're not missions.
Yeah, well, we played some level 9, level 8s.
We
but
played.
It's like mushrooms, right? And then you destroy the mushroom.
It's a very odd looking rock.
It looks like a. It looks like a big mushroom, and you basically blow it up, and then they scatter everywhere.
No, they don't blow it up. They're just sitting on the outside of it.
Oh, I've seen them blow it up, and then like creatures come everywhere.
Oh, no. Like
That's not it.
No, it just looks like a very, it's like a little gray, weird looking rock.
Mm.
And they just spawn on the outside of it. Yeah.
Well, actually, that's a good way to segue into difficulties. So there are 9 difficulties, and the higher the difficulty, it really does get more difficult. Like, so when you, for instance, when you go into a planet, and let's say you do your objectives or whatever, you call for exfil, and you got to fend off for, like, let's say 2 minutes. The amount of enemies that come at you on a level like 4 is dramatically different than on a level 7, 8, or 9.
Like, yeah,
there was one that we played, I think it was a 7, automatons, where Chug barely made it out alive. I think he was the last one, and it was insane. Like, he was diving left and right, dodging stuff, He barely got it.
The
got
more right. heavily armored enemies spawn too.
Yeah.
So basically, there's different enemy types, obviously. The robots, there's like the regular baby robots that are running around that are shooting at you.
Those are so annoying.
And then there's the Hulks.
Yeah.
Which there's the medium armored enemies, which are not that hard to get rid of.
The one with like the SAM turret on the
back. SAM turrets, yeah. the chainsaw guys, those guys are annoying.
So annoying.
There's the tanks.
And then the tanks.
Yeah. Ugh. Giant tanks.
If you know how to get rid of them, it's pretty easy. But if you're just getting overwhelmed,
I love the stratagem system.
Mm-hmm.
The stratagem system is like you can deploy into a planet with your four selected stratagems. One of them could be like a resupply kit. One of them could be like a super weapon, or I can't remember what you call it. Another one could be like an airstrike or an orbital strike.
A support weapon.
Yeah, support weapon.
There's also defense too, like turrets and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is only good for like the defense missions.
No, not necessarily.
Well, mainly,
you can take anything into any mission.
It's main, like when we go on a defense mission, you probably just want all turrets and maybe an orbital strike or something.
But when
Zevi for democracy.
When something like a tank shows up, it's so fun playing together because like you have these insane callouts where someone will be like, oh, I got it with an orbital strike because maybe someone else's is cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
And the system that they use is, well, we play a controller. Do you play a controller?
No.
Okay.
I can't connect my controller for some reason.
Oh, I don't know how you do it on mouse and key, but basically you hold, I think LB?
L1.
Or L1 or whatever. Then you do up, or there's like a code for it. You do up, down, left, right, or whatever.
Yeah. And it's different for every single thing.
Yeah, like for a redeploy, let's say someone dies and you have to redeploy them. That actually becomes very difficult in a tense situation because if you die, the mission's over, but you can throw a redeploy and get them back.
Well, not necessarily. If you die, it's you have a certain amount of lives.
Yeah.
So you get 5 lives per person, so you get up to 20. And if you have a booster equipped, you can get an extra life for per person.
But you don't deploy. If everyone's dead, they don't redeploy.
If you have extra lives.
Oh, they do redeploy?
Then everyone redeploys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or whatever order it is. So basically, if there's 4 people and you have 2 lives left and you all die, the first 2 people that died first will deploy. So it just depends on who died first.
So you just have to throw one deploy down, right? You don't have to throw multiple. It's just one and it.
You can throw one deploy down and all of you, everyone will drop that died.
Yeah.
As long as you have lives to be able to deploy them.
So wait.
So your live system is how to deploy. If I have 5 lives, that means I could deploy 5 people. Is that what you're saying? Or if I could die 5 times.
It's a pool.
It's a pool. Okay.
It's a pool of lives that you have for your entire team.
Okay. So wait. Let's say we have 10 lives left. Yeah. And it's us 3 or whatever. Ricky dies, you die, I'm the last one alive.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't throw a redeploy down and I die, do we lose?
It uses 3 lives and all 3 of us come down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I thought it was like you lose, like if you're all dead.
If you're at 0 lives there's 1 person left,
yeah,
you got to wait for the stupid cooldown.
Oh, okay.
And then you could throw one down and get another person down with you.
Oh, I thought that was more like intense. I thought like we lost. So that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not as, what is the term? Like hardcore as you think it
is. Well, I was like, there were some scenarios where I was the last one left and I was like freaking out because I was getting bombarded and I had to hold down and do this code thing.
Yeah, because we had 0 lives. Yeah.
Well, that I know what you're talking about. That one automaton mission. Yeah, yeah. That was insane.
Yeah. So for keyboard and mouse people, it's either control or alt, and then you could do like WASD.
Yeah, but it takes place of your movement though.
Annoying. It does, but Jay said I could like move it to like the
keyboard or the arrow keys.
The arrow keys.
Yeah, that's what most people do.
Which I might do, but then I can't move around. But either way, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But going back onto the stratagems, there's also a booster, but that is not part of like the stratagems that you could buy. You have to
It's part of the progression.
Yeah, the medals. You could buy boosters, and I mean the earliest one you could get, which I have, is like it maxes out everyone's ammo.
Yeah. So that's actually really helpful.
And yeah, that's what's good about the boosters, is it like you all don't want to do the same one because it does it for the whole team.
Yeah.
You can't do the same one
multiple
times.
Like Jay was like, whenever we play with random people, he waits to see what they have, because if they have something that he has, he'll put down something better.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So
yeah.
You don't want to take up
you want to plan your missions with in what boosters you take in.
There's
is the amount of stratagems that you could have on you dependent on the map or the
planet that you're going to.
Some have nerfs where you can only bring in like two or three. Yeah.
I've never seen a two. I feel like that would suck.
That would suck. Because what would you even bring in? Maybe like an airstrike.
A support weapon and maybe an airstrike. But that's all you could take in with you if it's two.
Yeah. There was one. So I like the variety, but I'm they're going to bring in more factions, right?
There's at least one new planned faction. So the original game had three factions. It was the cyborgs, the bugs, and the illuminate.
Yeah,
because so,
the bugs are on the right and the cyborgs are on the left. Didn't they say that there's going to be something else coming from the top?
Yeah.
Illuminate. What? So those are the
aliens.
They're
like psychic aliens. So basically, they could like force choke you. They could.
That's gonna be crazy.
I don't know. It's gonna be very interesting to see how they're gonna do.
Why does it kind of remind me of XCOM when you say that? Do you remember XCOM?
Yeah, I do remember XCOM.
Remember we played against each other?
Yeah, that was sucked.
XCOM.
Hated.
This is like a total random thing. And you know what XCOM is?
No.
XCOM is a turn-based strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one that we played is just like absolute RNG. Like it's so random.
It's so bad.
But you can play as either aliens or humans or whatever. Or you can do a mix, I guess. And then you take turns taking out the enemy team. So if he has like six people on his team, I have six. I could choose like a brute alien and then like a sniper or whatever. But anyway, it's just random. I don't know why I brought that up. It's
kind of similar, yeah.
Anyway,
but apparently there's like these giant floating orb things that are almost like the tanks. There's like brute rare versions of the aliens with like these giant stabs. I don't know. Go look up the gameplay of the Illuminate from the first game.
I think it's gonna
be similar.
I feel like there might be four factions because when you're looking at the map, the bottom there's the automatons. Up top there's the bugs, or the terminids. Then there's going to be the Illuminate, and then there's got to be something on the other side.
Well, people think that because in the first game, the robots weren't called automatons. They were called cyborgs.
Oh.
And they were half skin, half metal.
Mm.
And that's not what the automatons are.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, so the automatons, are they the same thing or are they different?
Yeah.
And so people think that they're going to add the cyborgs as a separate thing, yeah. Which could be very interesting.
Now, I remember Jay saying that, like, eventually, like, when they slowly progress towards Super Earth, they'll, like, mix together, and then you'll have planets where
you have multiple aliens, enemy types.
Aliens that's and automatons.
Yeah.
That will, oh, that'll be horrible.
You get the stupid Bodrops and the,
yeah.
And the bug breaches at the same time.
I don't know. We talked about the whole thing where all the people, all the characters in the game are just like hyped up on democracy or whatever. I'm kind of interested. I don't know how much story there is. I haven't really looked into it, but I think there might be like a deeper, not like a deeper story, but it seems like they're sending these hyped up, brainwashed people to these planets for, I've heard one person, I can't remember who it was, but they said maybe it's for oil or something like they say that the automatons and the Terminids are enemies, but they're really just like
defending,
we're just doing
planet.
It for oil.
Mm.
Yeah, what if they're like just defending their planet?
Yeah, I've heard something like that. I don't know.
I mean, mainly the story is what Joel and the community make it.
Yeah,
in a way,
yeah.
Which is I don't know. I've mentioned it in here. It's the first truly live service game.
Yeah, like actually,
live like the map. Or once everything's completed. So, what is it? The past day. Or the past week, there was a major order that went up saying, oh, there's this planet, like Kawan something, or I forgot what the name of the planet was, but they're like, oh, the automatons are taking over this one planet where we have a factory where we produce this, that called the Patriot, like device, and the prototype armors.
Oh.
And if you take it back, then you'll be able to use mechs.
Oh, mechs.
And
yeah.
So what is it? The community it went so fast. Everyone like went straight for that planet and took it back. And as soon as the planet got taken over, mechs were added into the game. Like right
mechs
away.
Are in the game now?
Yes. I got on the game last. I didn't play a mission, but I got on the game to see. And even if you're not level 25, which is the level that you, and it's 20K requisition for it. Even if you're not level 25, as for the time being, you can anyone can use a mech.
So you it's a stratagem probably, right?
Yeah, but it's an extra stratagem now. Mm-hmm. So basically, remember when we could use the napalm strikes mm-hmm. randomly and they just gave it to everybody? That's the same thing with the mechs.
Okay, so it's just going to be up there in your game? You'll just
yeah, it's mech. not something you add. It's something yeah. that's just there.
You want to explain mechs for people that, like me, don't know what they are?
A mech?
Yeah.
Like a giant mech suit?
Yeah, a mech robot with a minigun on the right hand yeah. and a rocket launcher
so
on the
can
left.
Can you control it, or it's just like automated?
Yeah, you get
into it.
You get into it? Okay, so it's like Titanfall.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of Ark, where they had the big mechs that can.
What is it? You get...
Well, that too, I guess.
I think you get... 10 rockets and 1,000 bullets.
That's crazy.
And you can call it in like twice or something. And I think 2 rockets kills a charger.
Wow.
And you get 10.
Wow.
That's so insane. It's...
I was going to say, imagine you could like tame the robots and the aliens and like use them as like... You could buy like a stratagem for them and then you like throw them down and they fight with you.
Well, I don't know. Well, I wonder if they're going to introduce something later where the mind control aliens, you can get something where you can maybe like, you know, turn a certain amount of the bugs or whatever to help you or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's interesting. There's another thing that was leaked. It was like a little mini squad of like Helldivers, like kind of like the scientists, but they had guns.
Okay.
And they had like special armor on. And you throw it down and it deploys like a group of like 6 to help you.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I don't know exactly how they're going to implement that, but.
Well, what if there's like a stratagem where you release the scientist and then you throw it down and it's just like suits and weapons for them and they pick it up, but you can't pick it up, but it's just for them. And then they fight with you.
Yeah, but the scientists are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
They kind of just sprint and die.
They just run into
them. I don't know.
That one automaton. There was this one automaton mission. I think it was maybe level 9. It was insane. We were getting surrounded. And I was the last one left. And I opened the door for the scientists. And they just ran out towards the horde of tanks. And
yeah, they're kind of stupid.
Yeah. The permanent ship upgrades? I'm not sure I know what that is.
So... Like, what do you think you use the samples for?
Upgrade the ship.
I didn't know that.
So basically, if you go to the stratagem menu, there's the stratagem section, which you buy the stratagems using the requisition that you earn, like basically the non-premium currency.
Yeah.
Then if you go to the ship module section, you can do permanent upgrades like cooldown time for Eagle airstrikes down by 20%. Or... you get one extra Eagle airstrike per cooldown. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Isn't there only like 3 upgrades you could do, but it does it for all the stratagems, right?
So that's anytime you deploy.
There's more than 3. There's 18.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I meant for like each module.
Yeah, but it's super helpful though.
Yeah. Like you get them and then they just boost your stratagems to do better, right?
Like I got a stratagem the other day that it adds 50% more ammo into my my turret. Stratagems.
Okay.
So basically they last longer. Oh, they shoot more things with it.
So the ship upgrades, that lasts, that's anytime you deploy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you have to farm for samples and samples. Personally, I've had the most fun with just farming samples. Farming samples is so fun.
So yeah. I actually have a question about that. You said you upgrade your ship. Let's say you upgrade your ship fully and I don't. If you come into my ship, will your stratagems carry over like with the boosts?
Not technically, because your ship, when you join somebody, you just go to their ship, but you still have yours.
Okay, because I was going to say, if I go to your ship and you have like the maxed out like stratagem boost, will I get that too or no?
I'm actually not sure.
Because that would be interesting. So you'd want to play with your friends that have all the good, you know, stuff and not with the people that don't.
I actually haven't thought about that. I mean, we could test it.
Well, yeah. we join either Caleb or Jay anyway, because they're higher level. And I can't go back to playing a level 3. Mm. Like, after playing a level 9? Easy. Yeah, it's like, it's boring.
Actually, we should just play together and try to level up so we could get the level 9 ourselves, because I don't have that yet. I only have level 5.
I don't know, for people who don't know how, because there's 9 difficulties. I think we mentioned that before. But basically, how you get to the next difficulty is you need to complete an operation within the one that you have unlocked. Mm-hmm. So basically, you need to complete 2 to 3 missions within the operation, and then you unlock the next difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like when you select a planet, you could go around, and then you select like a section, right? And then mm-hmm. there's like 2 or 3, and you just got to complete, beat all of those 3 in the difficulty, let's say level 3. And then you'll unlock level 4, and you got to do the same thing for level 4, level 5, level 6.
Yeah, but if you join somebody that already has all the higher difficulties unlocked, you can play those difficulties.
And that's what
people.
I was talking about, the ship upgrades, because, you know, like if I joined someone and I was only a level 3 difficulty and they were level 9.
Yeah,
like,
but your stratagems are still shot from your ship, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, like, if you, what is it? If you drop down an orbital and I have an orbital going, the ship can't shoot 2 orbitals. Mm-hmm. Your ship is obviously in orbit.
So your stratagem will have your boosts.
I would assume so.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know my ship comes to the area that we're at. I thought I somehow get
Well, if
to
you
your
join
ship.
Somebody, your ship goes into hyperspace.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it says your name on the side, and then you basically just go onto their ship to start the mission. So it's very interesting.
Huh.
Let's talk about the backpacks.
Oh, the
backpacks?
Do you think? Well, no, just like the backpacks. Like, do you think that there's going to be a boost to allow you to have more than one backpack on? Because, like, when I drop down, what is it? Not the rocket launcher. It's like the big, it's like right under the railgun. It's like the big
autocannon?
The autocannon. In order to reload that, I need a backpack, but I can only have one backpack on. So if I bring in my, it's called like a, what is it? The guard dog,
mm-hmm.
which is like a rover. And it basically is a backpack you put on and it jumps out and then it like shoots for you and it stays right next to you. I can only have either one of those on at a time. So that's really annoying. You think there'll be like a boost where like every player in the game is allowed to have 2 backpacks on?
That wouldn't even make sense.
How would they wear both?
I don't know. Just like doubles up.
Maybe.
Or something.
And then you're like extra slow and your stamina is like lower or something.
It could be.
Like when me and Jay were playing though, I threw down the guard dog for him because he didn't have anything on his back. And then I had the auto cannon.
Mm. I mean, I've heard rumors of, a backpack that gives out stims instead of ammo.
Well, I know your armor that you upgrade gives you like my armor that I have gives me like an extra 2 stims. So now I have 6 instead of 4.
Yeah. That's the medic armor.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're gonna add more team relevant the stratagems to the game at some point.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't really. I mean, we play as a team, but we haven't really like launched in as a team. Like, oh, one person's the medic, one person's the tank with the heavy armor.
I personally don't think you need that level of team play. You just need to all be aware of what's happening.
We've never tried it though.
But if you need a stim and you have 0 and I have like 2, I can run up to you and stim you.
Yeah.
So
well, I have the resupply backpack and I think that gives me stims.
It gives you 2 stims per.
So I've never had an issue of running out of stims.
Yeah, but like let's say you get into the higher difficulties and like let's say you and Ricky go and play a mission and you go to a 7 or something. You're going to want to take another backpack with you that will probably help you more than the resupply. Cause you've always had us when we played.
Yeah. I like the shield one.
Yeah. The shield is really nice, but you lose out on that backpack.
Yeah.
So basically you need to go in with like a different plan. If you don't have that type of thing, I guess you have to play differently depending on what stratagems
you
bring in.
If we all play, we should play strategically for where like, if you have a lot of turrets or like orbital strikes, or, like really good stuff, and I don't have that, but you want a backpack, then I would bring on something that you could grab, like the rover or the autocannon,
mm-hmm.
you know? So then like you could get all the good support stuff or the good like defense, what is it, airstrike, whatever it's called.
I feel like everyone should have at least an airstrike because
Eagle airstrike is the best.
If you're the last one alive, like, and there's a tank, like you need something.
But if you're on that map that it takes 20 seconds to come down, you throw it and then the thing moves. That's probably why it's called Vietnam.
Well, that's just one. That's just one planet.
Yeah,
that planet sucks.
Yeah,
horrible.
But yeah, they're also adding a new war bond.
War bond.
basically the Warbond medals, and then those are the things that you purchase within the Warbonds. So basically right now there's like the regular one, which has 10 sections. Then there's the premium Warbond, which adds like a bunch of incendiary stuff. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of the armor. But that one costs 1,000 of the premium currency, which is about $10 worth of premium currency if you want to purchase it. But I mean, you can literally just earn it. It's not that difficult. But they're adding a third Warbond that is going to add, I think, another 3 sections with new armor, new weapons. Huh. That one's also going to be another 1,000 of the premium currency.
Oh, okay.
So the first Warbond they added is going to be free for everybody. And then anyone they add after is going to be about 1,000.
Mm.
But I'm perfectly fine with that because you can earn the currency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the fire stuff. I always get burned. I mean,
the fire weapons don't burn you.
Oh, when you're using them?
Yeah.
Really?
The flamethrower does.
On your team?
But that's the only one that does
that.
Oh,
okay.
If your teammate uses it and you get burned?
Well, I just don't like the fire stuff in general because I know you can die.
Are you talking about the incendiary grenades?
I mean, that or even the flamethrower I've gotten.
Well, flamethrower is hard to use. Yeah.
I didn't know this at first, and Jay kept like screaming at me to dive. Like the bugs would spit poison at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then if you don't dive, like I was like, oh, maybe it'll just like wear off. No, you got to dive and it wears it off. Like same with the fire. If you dive, the fire goes out.
Yeah, but you can get one tap by that bile stuff. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. There was
Stalkers.
Were you playing with us when we were, or maybe it was, were you playing with us with that one? There was one level 7 mission that we played with the Terminids. And what are those ones that the big ones that spit?
There's multiple. So there's the Bile Titans, which are like the huge ones.
Yeah.
And then there's like the really fat green ones.
The fat ones.
Yeah.
There were so, I don't know why, but there was like so many that spawned that time.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Like I just kept dying.
The shield generator blocks all the acid from hitting you.
Oh, okay. I gotta get the shield.
The shield generator backpack is like
they did nerf it. Though.
It's about 5 seconds extra that it regens.
Oh,
so it's like it's not that big of a nerf. The railgun nerf is bad.
I love the railgun. Really? Railgun is a support gun.
I haven't used the railgun yet.
But the flamethrower, they buffed the flamethrower out the roof because of like it's up by 50%.
What?
Wow.
And me and Jaden were playing the other day. And we both took flamethrowers in because we wanted to test it. We were killing chargers in like 4 seconds.
I might have to try
with the flamethrower.
I didn't like
it ridiculous.
Do you think they're going to keep doing that? They'll like make guns worse and better, and they'll just keep switching it to make everyone like have to buy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a new meta. The breaker was nerfed down the drain too.
That's any live service game is gonna they changed the meta because they just try to keep things interesting.
Yeah, well they're probably gonna see like which stratagem people have the least and then they'll be like, oh, this one's the best.
They better not nerf the Eagle airstrike.
No. They buffed the 180mm and 380mm barrages, which those things sucked.
Yeah. Mm.
They buffed those. They also what else did they buff? I thought they buffed something else that was really good, but yeah, they're doing a lot of buffs and nerfs.
When I first started playing, which if you just play like for the first time ever and you go with your friends on a level 9, this is going to happen to you, is you'll throw down something like an Eagle airstrike or whatever the lowest thing you get, like the cluster airstrike.
Precision airstrike.
All the time I would throw it down and Jay be like, oh, I'm going to die. And then it just destroys him. Or he'll be like, what killed me? And then it says, like, killed my green plum, dude. And he's like, come on, dude.
Or what is it? Sorry. The orbital lasers. The giant yellow beams and it follows the enemies. If an enemy is attacking you, the orbital beam won't care that you're underneath that enemy.
Yeah.
It'll literally just straight up cut you.
I've seen that little drone thing kill someone.
Yeah. The drone thing's annoying. JD takes that thing in all the time. And it keeps hitting me, and I'm like, dude, really?
I saw it kill him one time.
When me and him played, he didn't like that, and he was like, please don't use it, and I used it, and it killed him. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just getting in the way.
I've killed some people by accident with the breaker.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooting at a bug, and someone ran in front of me, and I just annihilated them.
Yeah, it's the friendly fire. I feel like the game wouldn't be the same without it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. It has to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be so much easier if you didn't have it. Like, now you actually have, like, it's also more realistic.
Yeah.
Like, if you shoot your teammate, he's gonna like get hurt.
Or especially with like the hell bombs or the nukes that you find around the planet.
Yeah.
You can literally just shoot them and it blows up. There were multiple times where Sam and I were playing and he was running and he was getting surrounded by like 6 or 7 chargers. He was next to a nuke and I'm like, I'm sorry, Sam. I have to do this to you. And I shot it. And he's like, no. And it blew up him and all the chargers.
But like the
it
grenade was so launcher. Funny. I would do that too. Like there'd be a horde and I would shoot at them. I didn't know Jay was in the horde and it just kept killing him over and over.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. I don't know. Game is so fun.
You guys got to play it more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I might be able to play it today.
Well, the mechs. I want to see 4 of us have a mech.
Yeah. That would all be at once.
All 4 of us have one and we just annihilate like level 9s.
We have to be careful we don't kill each other or kill each other's mechs.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
I don't know how dangerous the rockets are to other mechs.
We could always switch like every time someone mechs like run out. Then the other person drops on a mech and we just keep doing it all around.
Jack Frags made a video on the mechs and he got on top of another person's mech and was just standing up there as the mech was walking around. He was just shooting things.
That's awesome.
So like there's so much potential with stuff they could add.
Yeah. I saw another YouTube short the other day of someone, what's those big alien things? Like the really, really, really big ones.
Biotitans?
Is that what it is? The Biotitans? The one that looked like spiders has
the
like
Acklay legs. Looking thing?
Yeah. He went to go throw, what was it? What's the laser thing you were just talking
Orbital
about?
Orbital laser.
He went to go throw it on that thing. And then as he threw it, he like launched forward or like rolled forward and it ended up staying on him. So he was running around. He's like, no, he's like, this thing's going to kill me. And like right before it came down.
Wait, stuck to him when he threw it?
It got stuck to him when he threw it because apparently he threw it as he rolled. So it just got stuck on his arm. And then he was like freaking out because it was like right at the end of the mission. They were waiting for like the extract to come down. So he ended up going under the Biotitan and it still didn't even kill it.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Well, it wouldn't shoot at him unless there was an enemy near him, right?
Yeah. But then his friend.
Potentially, if the thing was stuck to you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would. I don't know.
But
I'm not sure.
Even the laser didn't even kill that Biotitan. The thing that killed him was when his friend threw him back down. He threw him and he landed on top of the Biotitan and destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, yeah. I've tried that.
That's pretty cool, too. It was like you could throw like stratagems and you could throw other people and then they could like move and try to like navigate and destroy like some of the bigger creatures.
You just have to watch out, though, because the enemies that have the armor, the stratagem could bounce off of that enemy and bounce towards you.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it can get really annoying if you throw an eagle at something and it bounces towards you and you just die by your own eagle and you're like, really?
But the best way to kill the big ones is probably like if someone's dead, like deploy them and then tell them to just like drop on that.
Yeah, but you can't rely on that though.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it pretty much covers everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. Just another amazing AA game that came out.
Yes. Live service. We'll probably mention it next a couple podcasts too.
It was only $40.
It was $40.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But like, would you want to go to the?
Would you have paid $80 if it came out?
Would I pay? No, I would. No. I would pay like $60 for it.
Yeah.
I already have almost 70 hours in it.
Yeah.
I already have my money's worth technically for the game.
What is it, like an hour per
I usually an dollar. Hour per dollar is my usual go-to for that type of thing, but yeah.
We need to normalize the like $30 games like Power World or $40 games like Helldivers.
I know.
But yeah, next week we're doing Outlast Trials.
Yeah, Outlast Trials. But all right. So thanks everyone for watching and listening, and we'll see you in the next podcast.